Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. In this final portion of the church calendar year, we focus on issues having to do with end times. This morning we hear the word of God as spoken through the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35, beginning there in the third verse, as follows. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful-hearted, be strong. Do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For waters shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of God. In the name of our Lord Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, dear friends in Christ, in the late 8th century B.C., the prophet Isaiah predicted disaster for the people of Judah. Jews of Jerusalem and the surrounding region had forsaken the worship of the true God, and a century and a half later, the disaster that Isaiah prophesied finally struck. Those who weren't killed by the army of Nebuchadnezzar, many of them were carried away captive into the land of Babylonia, where they languished for decades. But Isaiah not only prophesied the disaster, he also prophesied the relief, the deliverance from the disaster. The words I read to you just now describe that deliverance when God brought his people back from 70 years of captivity in Babylonia under the Emperor Cyrus. They would return to Jerusalem and rebuild their capital. It would be a time of great joy, and that joy was part of Isaiah's prophecy as well. Well, you may be thinking that's all fine, well, but it's ancient history. What's it got to do with people like us living all the way around the other side of the world in 2019? Well, a lot, as it happens, because as often is the case with prophecy, Isaiah's prediction has not only a near-term fulfillment, but also a remote fulfillment, and that's what we're concerned about. He was talking about the joy that we ransomed believers will experience when we finally inherit our eternal home in heaven. That's a message that all of us need to hear on a regular basis. Why? Because our journey here in this world is often fraught with difficulty and discouragement, and we soon lose sight of that glorious goal that lies at the end of our journey. That's why our theme for today is when the ransomed of the Lord return, then weakness will be replaced by strength. Isaiah wrote, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. I wonder if you've ever felt so tired and so discouraged that you felt like you couldn't even lift your arms. Your hands just hung straight down at your side. Your knees shook and your legs felt like they'd hardly support you. That's the picture that Isaiah paints for us here. And certainly it was a very good description of the discouragement the Jews felt when they were exiled far to the north in Babylon. But it's also a description of how discouraged we believers can feel from time to time. Life is hard. There are unpleasant surprises along the way. There's real suffering to endure and real hardship to overcome. And worst of all is the sin of which God's law convicts each one of us. the sin that afflicts and weakens us. And Satan will try to convince you that that sin of yours disqualifies you from everlasting life. But don't buy it. In his word, your Lord assures you that you have forgiveness by virtue of your faith in Jesus Christ. And he even gives you a glimpse of that wonderful glory that's waiting for you at the end of your journey. I know you feel weak, but it's not forever. For when the ransom of the Lord returned, then strength will replace weakness. That's Paul's conclusion, by the way, too, in the New Testament book of Romans. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. That doesn't mean that your sufferings aren't real. It doesn't mean that the trials and difficulties you encounter in this life don't cause you real pain. They do. What it means is simply that compared to the glory that's waiting for you, the pain of these sufferings really fade to insignificance. Isaiah agrees, and that's why he says, strengthen the weak hands, make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful-hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. And really, that's the reason we're all here right now. That's why we meet here at 10 minutes after 10 on every weekday morning. We're building each other up in the faith. You're strengthening his hands. You're providing support for her, just when her knees may be starting to feel a little wobbly. You're all saying to one another, have courage, be strong. Yes, your sins abound, but God's grace abounds much more. You're reassuring your Christian brothers and sisters, have no fear. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And the day of our final redemption is coming. We're on our way. Don't give up. It won't be long. What an encouragement that is. What strength that gives you. Reminds me a bit of the hymn stanzas that we sang yesterday from that favorite hymn. And when the fight is fierce, the warfare long, steals on the ear the distant triumph song, and hearts are brave again, and arms are strong. Alleluia, alleluia. But lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. The King of glory passes on his way. Alleluia, alleluia. That day is coming, and when it arrives, every sin and temptation and weakness will be left behind. Every physical flaw and disease that now torments us will be banished. It's hard to even imagine, isn't it? Here on this earth, we're constantly surprised by the advances of medical science, and they do great things in the treatment of disease. Sometimes there's even breakthroughs like the eradication of polio. Nevertheless, illness and death remain symptomatic of this sinful world in which we live, and nothing is ever going to change that, not in this world. But I know what will change it, heaven. There in heaven, perfect strength will replace every weakness. Isaiah says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. Can you imagine that? When the ransomed of the Lord return, those who were blind all their lives will not only see, they'll see Jesus. Those who were deaf all their lives won't just hear, they'll hear the angels singing. People bound to a wheelchair in this world, when they reach the next, won't just walk and run, they'll run into the arms of their good shepherd, who loved them all the time. How wonderful it will be just to watch that. How wonderful to live that. God hasten the day. Amen. We join now in hymn number 672, hymn 672, stanzas 1 and 4.